time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
you, Lord.
Father, we bless your name. Definitely, you are the greatest. The Bible says the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this little house? But then thank you, Lord, because great as you are still willing to dwell in the hearts of men. Thank you that you are here today. Thank you that you are with us. Oh, glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for delivering us from the devil. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for building us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the redeemed Christian Church of God. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Today, a new thing is beginning. In all our lives, let there be new beginnings. New beginnings of joy, new beginnings of victory, new beginnings of progress, new beginnings of holiness, new beginnings of power, new beginnings of purity, new beginnings of anointing, new beginnings of testimony, new beginnings of praise. Father, let there be new beginnings, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people and say, new beginning for you, brother. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee, and he put out his hand and took it. The glory of this latter house. One of the greatest concerns of every human being in this world is, how am I going to end? If you have never thought about it at all, it's either you are too young or you are too silly. Everybody, at one time or the other, thinks of tomorrow. How am I going to end? What's going to happen to me when I'm old and I can't move around like I'm moving? What's going to happen to me when I retire? How am I going to end? The end is far, far more superior than the beginning. And you have heard people sing that song whenever something good had happened. It's an expression of what is going through their mind. When you hear them singing, oh, go ye, oh, Lua, eh, oh, go ye. Mama Jeko Baje, Mama Jeko Daru. Mama Jeko Baje, oh, Lua, eh, oh, go ye. In other words, they say, it's good today, oh. What about tomorrow? But this morning, I want to share with you, or this afternoon now, these people have a way of taking my little time and stretching it a little beyond the plan. This afternoon, I want to share with you how your glory can just keep on increasing. Because there are some of us, by the special grace of God, we are going from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. And it all boils down to one thing. If I can say it in one sentence, it is pray without ceasing. Three words. If you can pray without ceasing, I can guarantee you that no matter how great you are today, you haven't seen anything at all. And these seven things I want to share are embedded in this story that you know so well. The son of the prophets came to Elisha, and Elisha, as you know, at that time was the Holy Ghost carrier, the representative of the Almighty God. Sir, we are too many for this house. We had increased the number so much that the house can no longer contain us. Please, sir, give us permission to go to Jordan and build a new dwelling. And he said, go. And they scratched their head and said, sir, it's not enough for you to give us permission. We want you to go with us. He said, all right, I will come. They got there and they began to prepare to cut down wood so that they can build a new dwelling place. And suddenly an accident happened. The axe head fell into the river. And the man who lost the axe head turned again to Elisha and said, Master, I'm in trouble. The axe itself was even borrowed. It's not my own. And the man of God said, Where fell it? He said, right here. I said, all right, we'll take care of that. And Elisha caught a stick, threw it into the river, and you know the rest of the story. The axe head swam. And the man picked it up, and the glory of the latter house was greater than that of the former. Number one, if you want your glory to keep on ascending, you want your success to be eternal, you must pray when you are in prosperity. They said the place where we are is too small for us. We had prospered. And so we pray you, sir, let's go and build a bigger house. Learn to pray when you are in prosperity. You know yourself, as we have learned again and again, and as is written in Proverbs 23 verse 5, that riches can make themselves wings and fly away. In fact, if there's any time when you need prayers more than any other time, it is when you are prospering, when everything is going well, when wherever you turn, ways seem to be opening, and everything is just blossoming. That's the time to fast. That's the time to pray. Because that's the time when many people become careless and the enemy will get them. No matter how rich you are, keep remembering, just one sickness can wipe out everything you have got. I pray that sickness will never come your way. I've told you the story of the woman I always refer to as the frog woman before. The woman was so wealthy, she built a three-story building in the very center of a very famous town. And she was sitting down there at the very top of the house, about to eat pounded yam. Pounded yam in one beautiful bowl, wonderful stew with plenty of meat in another. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a frog jumped on the pounded yam. And she was nowhere near marshy ground. She was in the center of the town. Hey, what kind of thing is this? So she tried to slap the frog, and the frog jumped into the stew. So he said, all right, if I'm not going to eat this food, you frog, you won't eat it either. So she picked the bowl of pounded yam and smashed it to the bowl of soup and held it down. When she thought that by now the frog must have suffocated and died in the soup, she opened something, only to find that there was no frog. But that very day, she began coughing. And she coughed for 2 years nonstop. The kind of coughing that will cause someone to wet the pant without urinating. She spent everything she had. It was when there was no money left that someone said, there is a church there. I learned they are having a program today. Go. She came. She gave her life to Jesus. And God healed her that day. Glory be to God forevermore. Now the point I'm trying to make is this. One morning that woman woke up thinking, what can shake me? I have enough money to live comfortably for the rest of my life. And on seeing a spiritual frog came and tormented her for 2 years until everything she had was gone. When all is well with you, you must do what? Pray. Do I hear you say pray?
Pray.
Number two, whenever you are planning a project, pray. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 5, he said, commit thy ways unto the Lord. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will bring it to pass. In all your ways acknowledge him. Before you plan a project, acknowledge the Lord. Pray. Because the Bible says if there is problem with the foundation, the house is not going to stand. We all know very well that if the foundation is faulty, you can go on building your skyscraper. One day it's coming down. When I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos, I remember very well in the 70s, there was an episode known as the Owosso episode. The older ones here will know. It was discovered that some students were entering the University of Lagos with false papers. It was discovered by accident. And then the university ordered an inquiry. And we discovered several people, some about to graduate, some in year two, some in year one, all of them with false papers. There was a particular man there. He was almost about to become one of the most brilliant lawyers. He was going to graduate in June. They discovered his problem in May. If the foundation is faulty, the house will come down. I mean, I remember when I was doing my PhD, I was going to solve a particular problem. And there was a very simple equation on page 1 of my work. X plus Y equals 0. The solution to that equation is X equals minus Y. But while I was hurrying, I wrote down X equals Y. I forgot the minus. And I went on working. I've written, I can't remember how many pages now, but more than 50 pages before I took the matter to my supervisor. And he read the first page, only the first page. And he said, what is this? I said, what, sir? He said, you wrote here X equals Y from X plus Y equals 0. That means everything else that I wrote after that one is nonsense. If you don't pray before you start, and you think that after you have started, you can then call on God to come and amend, you're wasting your time. So if you want this glory to last, start the foundation properly. When you are planning a project, what should you do? I can't even hear you. At least if nobody else is answering me, let the commandos be answering. Amen. So before they went to go and cut down trees, they prayed. They turned to the master. Sir, we pray you. Give us permission. And then, number three, when you begin to execute your project, pray. It's not enough to pray before you start. You must pray as you begin to execute your project. Because when he said go, they said, thank you, sir, but we don't want to go alone. Come along with us. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. If the Almighty God is not involved in the execution of your project, I can assure you, you're going to fail. I remember very well one man that got born again in my village, and he gave his testimony. He talked about a man who offended him. This man that got born again was a strong juju man. And a man offended him. A wealthy man in town offended him. So he said, all right, I can't take you to court, because if I should do so, you will settle the policeman. So we know what to do. So the man decided to build the house in a particular spot. This man, Kaka by name, will not show his face when they are laying the foundation. He will keep quiet. When they are building the house, no problem. When they roof the house, the night after they roof the house, that's when he will come. And then he will put something inside the wall. By the following morning, the house will crack in so many places that there's only one thing to do, pull it down. That rich man tried several times to build that house. Kaka will wait till it is roofed. Then he will put in his little thing and the house will come down. When you are executing your project, what should you do?
Yeah.
I remember very well when I came to the University of Lagos in 1969 to start my research. I started with MSc. Then, who were postgraduate students, we were very few. So we knew ourselves. And we were proud and cocky. All the others are under GI, and we were post GI, and so on and so forth. By the grace of God, because of the special love God has for me, somehow, I made some very rapid progress. By 71, I had finished my MSc. I went back to Okegbo to go and teach for a year. I came back, spent another period of 18 months and got my PhD, and so on and so forth. And my friends were still trying to even settle what is going to be chapter one of their thesis. I started in 69, went home to work for some time, came back, finished everything by 74. Some of my friends were still there struggling by 77. Unless God helps you, brother, you will fail. But if he helps you, you will just go from success to success. Of course, in the meantime, by special grace, I had already gotten born again. And so I have him with me. That's why Moses said, God, if you will not go with us, we aren't going. When you are executing your projects, pray. And then, while they were there cutting down trees, an accident occurred. And of course, by now we can see that these sons of prophets were used to pray. As soon as problem came, they turned again to the one that they saw as the representative of God and cried unto him. In other words, as you go through your life, if you encounter a problem, pray. What should you do when you encounter a problem? Jeremiah 33 verse 3, Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. You see, when the Almighty God is supporting you, it doesn't matter what problems you come across. He will create a way out of that problem. As a matter of fact, if you know how to pray, every problem you encounter will turn to a testimony. Every problem will take you higher, not lower, if you know how to pray. Number five, because of time, the boy said, the reason I'm crying to you really now is because I borrowed this axe. I'm not even rich enough to buy one for myself. So, if you ever find yourself in poverty, pray. When you find yourself in a situation where you cannot make ends meet, pray. When, for one reason or the other, you find that you are cash-strapped, you have money, but somehow the money is not available for use, pray. When for any reason whatsoever the devil seems to be sitting down on your prosperity, pray. Whenever you find yourself in poverty, pray. Psalm 34 verse 6. Psalm 34 verse 6 said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. May the Almighty God hear you today. May he deliver you from all your troubles. I remember very well when I was preparing for my PhD thesis. I had written everything. I had submitted to the library for binding. The little money they gave me as a research grant, I had deliberately kept £50 aside for the binding something.
So when I got there and they told me that the binding is going to take 49 pounds, I said, good, I have enough money. So I just went the day before I was to collect the thesis. I went to my head of department. Sir, I want to collect the rest of my money, which is 50 pounds. He said, what do you want to use it for? I said, to pay for the binding of my thesis. He said, no. Why? He said, the money is not for binding thesis. The money is for the PhD project, sir. He said, yes. How do I finish the PhD process without the report? Is the report? He said, I said, no. And if you know my professor, if he says no once, you will run. It was just that there was nowhere to run. That's why I waited for the second time. And I came home frightened. And I'm telling you, frightened, because this is a man who's going to determine my fate. Now he's already quarreling with me for no reason at all. Give me my money, my money. And he says no. So now when he comes to give me my thesis or my PhD, which is not even my own yet, you know what is to come. And I remember that day, my wife and I, we couldn't sleep. We were so worried. And we were praying that night, God help us. Where are we going? And we were poor in those days. You will never know what is poverty in Jesus' name. Where are we going to find 49 pounds? We were to collect this thing tomorrow. What are we going to do now? We couldn't sleep. And then around 12:30 in the night, somebody came and knocked at the door. It's a friend of mine who had borrowed money from me more than 3 years before. He didn't pay, so we had forgotten about it. He just said, I couldn't sleep. I remember I borrowed some money from you and I've come to pay. How much? 50 pounds. When the way seemed to be blocked, pray, God will do what? Open a way. So when you are poor, pray. And then when you pray, number six, you must be specific. Because the man of God asked this man, I said, where did the axe fall into? And he said, this spot. The Bible said in Mark 11, verse 23, Mark 11, 23, he said, if you shall say to this mountain, not just any mountain, the particular problem you are facing is the one you must attack. The reason why many of us do not have many testimonies is that we pray general prayers. It's as if we just roll everything together and God says, which one now do you want me to answer there? I mean, you say, oh, well, God should know. He should know what my needs are. Well, he knows, but he's waiting for you to tell him. You remember when Bartimaeus cried unto him and said, have mercy on me. When Bartimaeus came to him, he said to him, what do you want? You said, have mercy on me. All right, yes, I want to be merciful. In what area? You want money? I saw you throw away some ragged something. You want me to give you a new garment? What is it you want? And that fellow said, I want my eyes opened. Period. But some of us who pray, I've had a woman who pray and said, God, just give me any child. After you have waited all these years, you want to end up with an area boy? No. If I ask God for a child, and not for me and my wife, or we have stopped that one now. And if I'm going to ask a child for, maybe I ask for a grandchild, yeah, man, you will hear what I will tell God. I will specify. If it's going to be a boy, that boy knows whether he likes it or not. Before he's born, he will be baptized in the Holy Spirit right in the mother's womb. And, you know, for years I used to pray, God, you know I have to do your work, so, and I need to move. Just give me a vehicle. I've learned my lesson. I don't pray that kind of prayer anymore now. I don't want just any vehicle. It has to be the best. Because I'm serving the best God. People must see me and say, your God is good. Your God is good. So when it's time to pray today, and it comes to that segment when you are going to pray for yourself, if you just pray any nebulous prayer, then you have yourself to blame. Ask God for the best. Remember, He's the Almighty. And tell Him specifically what you want. Don't say, Lord, before the end of this year, if you don't mind, let me become a landlord. You can answer that prayer. You can become a landlord. He can provide you with enough money to build a room and a parlor in your village. A landlord is a landlord. But tell Him specifically, Lord, I want a house by that ocean, right on that land, Lord. I want a mansion there. If you tell Him, He will say, all right, baby, is anything else you want? Be specific. You know the origin of the Holy Ghost services. Many of you do. I was preparing for the Sunday school materials for the church. I went to London to do it because there I'll be able to concentrate. Not that they don't trouble me there, but at least over there they are decent enough to phone. Can we come? And if I'm busy, I say, don't come. Come at another time. And in any case, I know that when they leave me around 2 a.m., they are not likely to show up again until maybe 3 p.m. in the afternoon, because they will go to work. Here in Nigeria, when they want to see you, there's no time. They don't go to work. Or if they go, I don't know. Because, I mean, people visit me any time. So if I'm going to concentrate, I decided to go. But when I was there preparing Sunday school, when all of a sudden God said, son, what do you want for your birthday? So I was shocked because I didn't know God is interested in birthdays. And then when I finally, and I know His voice, praise God. May you hear His voice today. When I finally was sure He was the one speaking to me, I said, Daddy, is that true? And He said, yeah, you really mean what I want for my birthday? And then, well, specifically, I want a miracle for every member of the congregation. And thank God, since then, the miracles have been flowing. Today, ask for something specific. Each time you pray, be specific. And then, number 7, let Him do what He alone can do. You play your part. That's all right. We're not saying that you should not play your part, but once you transfer a problem to the Almighty God, leave it to Him. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, He said, cast your cares or your burden upon Him, for He cares for you. And in Mark 11, verse 24, Mark 11, verse 24, He said, whatsoever you believe you have when you are praying, you will get. Anytime God asks you to do something, you do it. And then leave the rest to Him. Pray when you are rich. Pray when you are poor. Pray when you are beginning a project. Pray when you are executing the project. Of course, pray when you finish the project. Because you can build a house, everything can be nice, and there can be an earthquake and uproot the whole thing completely. Pray all the time. But as you pray, you will discover one thing. If you're a real prayer warrior, you will discover one thing. It's not going to be long before God begins to speak back to you. Because prayer is a communication between two people. Please, sir, where we are is too straight for us. Can we go and build a bigger house? The one they were praying to answer them and say, go. Please, go with us. He answered them and said, I will go. Sir, we are in trouble. We have lost the access. Okay, where did it fall? Whenever you are praying, and you are praying intently, not joking, you will find that the one to whom you are praying will be talking back to you. And he will be telling you what to do so that the solution to your problem can come to you. I've shared this with you before. I'm sharing it again. We're building the new auditorium. It was the biggest project I've undertaken up to that moment. We had very little time to go. Very little money. And then the little money we had, we deposited with some sawmill in Bendel, Delta State, and one fellow came and closed down all the sawmills. So our money was tied down. We could not get wood. The brethren who promised to help refused to bring the money. Everything became tight. And I kept on crying to God, God help me, because I have nowhere else to go. God help me. You just have to help me. And then all of a sudden he began to speak. May God speak to you today. And said, son, what do you know about the kingdom of God? I'm talking about new auditorium, daddy. I'm not saying I want to prepare a sermon. What do you know about the kingdom of God? Okay. Kingdom of God is not food, not drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes. You must be born again before you can see the kingdom of God. Yes. All of a sudden, I said, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent have taken it by force. That's what I'm waiting for. All right. So what has that got to do with my building? He said, son, you want this thing completed before the convention? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, in that case, give me a violent offering. Violent offering? Never heard that one before. What is a violent offering, Lord? And he said, a violent offering is an offering you want to give and your hand refuses to move. Your hand says, you don't touch this one. Ah. So you have to tell the hand, I am your owner. This thing I want to give to God, I'm going to give it whether you like it or not. He said, that's what is called a violent offering. You know the rest of the story. We gave the violent offering on a Sunday. By Monday, things began to happen. The board that closed down the sawmill in Delta State was sacked. A new board was created that opened all the sawmills. Money began to flow in like nobody's business. People began to come and they said, daddy, we understand that you want to move wood from Delta to the camp and you have problems with vehicles. Can you use my trailers? Use it for as long as you want. All kind of things began to happen. When you know how to pray, God will speak to you and show you the way forward. So that even when you are doing great and you are on a very great height, God will speak to you and say, son, congratulations, but this is the next height, and this is how to go, to climb. That brings us to the conclusion, well, more or less the conclusion of the matter. For those of you who are already children of God, this will be your own conclusion. That the kind of praying we are talking about is not the kind of praying you do with understanding. The kind of praying that you pray without ceasing. Because many a times when you think you are rich, as far as God is concerned, you are poor. So the prayer you pray when you are rich is different from the one you pray when you are poor. But there is somebody who can help you to pray correct all the time. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans 8:26 that we don't know how to pray like we ought to. But there is someone, the Holy Spirit, who maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot even be uttered. In other words, he helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. And one thing about praying in the Holy Spirit is that the enemy will not understand what you are saying, and so he will not be able to hinder the prayer. Somebody had confronted me before and said, before we say ready, go. Why don't you pray what we can hear? I said, what? Did you come to church to hear me pray? Why do you want to know what I'm saying? Now you tell me that one. Why am I praying to you? Many of you may not know it. As you are sitting down in church, somebody is watching where you sit so he can sit behind you and hear what you are praying. So he can go back to their society and they can begin to fight against what you have prayed. But when you pray in tongues, the devil himself cannot even understand. And in any case, when you are praying tongues, most of the time you are just praising God. And I'm telling you that if you know how to praise God, if you really know how to praise God, he will do what you do not even ask for. I mean, when you begin to tell him, you're the Almighty, you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord, he will say, yes. You are Jehovah El Shaddai, I will show you that I'm more than sufficient. You are Jehovah Rapha, I will heal you, brother. You are Jehovah Jireh, I will provide for all your needs. You are the one called Wonderful, and I will show you wonders. You are the one called Counselor, and I will show you how to get out of this problem. You are the Mighty God, all right. Let your enemies come and try, and I will show them who is the mightier. You are the Everlasting Father, brother. Don't worry yourself. I take you from glory to glory. You are the Prince of Peace. I will show you that any storm coming your way, I will ask them to shut up. Let somebody shout hallelujah. But then the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 17, Psalm 34, verse 17, he said, the righteous cried, and the Lord heard him. Who cried? Which is another way of saying, the sinner will cry, and God won't hear. No. Is that in the Bible? Oh, yes, it's in Isaiah 59. Verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, he said, the Lord has, is not short in that he cannot see. Neither is he as heavy that he cannot hear. But your sin, your iniquity have separated between you and your God that he will not hear. Now if he doesn't hear, how will he answer? That is why if you are here today and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, if you are here today and you are still living in sin, God brought you here today so that he can save your soul, so that he can begin to answer your prayers. So when we begin to pray now, the first thing you want to do is you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ if you have not done so. Your sins must be gone. That must be your prayer number one. God, forgive my sins, save my soul. That is very, very crucial. It is only then, after sins have been removed out of your life, that your way will then be opened to talk to the Almighty God. And I can assure you, this day will mark a new beginning for you. A new beginning in prayer. A new beginning in praise. A new beginning in victory. And then a new beginning in growing from glory to glory. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Shall we bow our heads now? If you are here this afternoon and you are not yet born again, I beg you in the name of the Lord that this day might become a new beginning for you. I appeal to you right now to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, that he may forgive you, that he may cleanse you in his blood, that your ways to heaven might be opened. So if you are here and you are not yet born again, now that all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, will you raise your hand very quickly so that I can pray for you? God bless you. God bless you. So I can pray for you. God bless you. Keep the hand up. Keep the hand up for a while. Keep the hand up for a while. Keep it up for a while. I believe that the ushers are around to give you some decision cards. I believe so. So lift up your hands and begin to pray. Begin to talk to the Almighty God and say, Lord, I'm surrendering to you now. Cleanse me in your blood. Father, wash me and make me clean. I want to be able to pray to you today so that my prayers will be answered. Father, have mercy on me. Save my soul. I want to become a child of God. Begin to pray as you lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you in 1 minute. So pray to God now. And the rest of us, let us intercede on behalf of these people. And say, Lord, have mercy on these people. Save their souls. Have mercy on them. Wash them in your blood. Ushers, I need one here, please, quickly. Glory be to God. And talk to the Almighty God and pray for these people who have lifted their hands and said, Lord, have mercy on them. Save their souls. Cleanse them in your blood. Anything that can stand between them and God, remove today, Father. Remove today. Pray for them, brethren. And those of you who have lifted your hands, you begin to intercede. And we begin to call on the Almighty God and say, Father, save my soul. Have mercy on me. Wash me in your blood. Don't let me die in my sin. I want my prayers answered too. Forgive me, O Lord. Anything that can stand between me and you, Lord, wipe it away with your blood. Lord God Almighty, from today I want to become your child. I want to become a true child of the living God. I want to be serving you the way I ought to serve you, and I want to be praying like I ought to pray, so that There be no hindrance between me and my prayers. No hindrance between me and you, Lord. Forgive me. Save my soul. Save my soul, O Lord. 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 Cleanse me in your blood. And write my names in the book of life so I can become a true child of the living God. Have mercy on me, Father. Have mercy on me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you. We want to magnify your holy name. We want to thank you for your word that has gone forth this afternoon. And thank you for these people that you have drawn to yourself. Please, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, you said that no man can come unto you except my Father draws him. Thank you for drawing these people to yourself. And now that they have come to you, Father, save their souls in Jesus' name. Forgive their sins in Jesus' name. Wipe away all their sins in your blood in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life. And from today, Lord, whenever they cry unto you, answer them in Jesus' name. And for all your children here now, who will be crying to you in a moment, as they cry to you, answer them in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. All of us to pray. Now I want us to pray three prayers quickly. Prayer number one, you're going to praise the Almighty God that He brought you here. And I want you to praise Him with complete abandon. Forget everybody around you. That's prayer number one. Then prayer number two, tell Him something specific. Something that you want God to give you to mark this occasion. A special miracle. And be specific. Tell God exactly what it is that you want. And then prayer number three, I want you to pray in tongues. Those of you who know how to pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Those of you who have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, cry to God and say, oh, fill me with the Holy Spirit too. I too want to pray in tongues. So shall we stand on our feet now? And I want you to pray like never before. Praise Him now. Begin to magnify His holy name. Say, Father, we praise you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we adore you. Father, we lift you high. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the one called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I want to praise your name. I want to adore you. I want to bless you, Lord. I want to magnify your holy name. Oh, Lord, you are wonderful. You are great. You are beautiful. You are glorious. You are mighty. Blessed be your name forevermore. Rimukunda shande remoko shande. I bless your name, Father. Rimoko renda mama hike kindi remoko shanta. Father, I call on you now.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.